welcome the shittiest song of the week.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
I was gonna say, it's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Brandon and Teresa couldn't be here tonight. But go over to the shittysong.show where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. But joining me this evening to make the whole episode possible, y'all, if it wasn't for this dude, we wouldn't even be recording right now, is the baby killer, that motherfucker himself, Mr. Jody B. What the fuck is up, sir?
What's going on, you fucking bitch?
I need a catchphrase like that. What's going on, you cocksucking fucking...
Yeah.
I need to get a new catchphrase for the year. That's what I need to do every time.
Work on your catchphrase. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck your mother. That's what it used to be, baby.
Well, I'm normally not on this side of the chair, but with Brandon and Teresa not being here, you know, I usually say, what's going on, dude, or whatever, you know what I mean? Sure. So I don't have a whole intro thing, so I'm trying to feel my way into that.
I can get us back in the rut. Hold on a second. And with me, as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How's it going, bud?
What's going on, dude?
Not a fucking thing.
There you go.
I got my scripts, too, here, goddammit.
Right. So every time we do this, Jody, every time we do this, it's basically just me and you, we always gravitate around country music.
Yeah.
And it's just our roots, you know what I mean? I guess it's just where we come from, and our general connection with one another is music and country music and shit like that, so...
We stick to what you know, Red. That's kind of the deal. And I figure if we do any other genre, there's some reasonable doubt. Like if you and I think you and Pat and Brandon, y'all did like R&B. So a person like our good brother Delvin Cox could look at that and go, oh, cool. Four white people discussing R&B. That's they probably are very well educated and versed in what's going on. No, they actually know, Delvin. You're absolutely right. But you know what?
Yeah.
In this situation, one thing that Red and I can definitely fucking discuss is country music, because that's our bread and butter, boy. Goddamn, I tell you what.
But see, here's the thing: to harken back to the whole R&B thing, I like R&B. I've always loved '90s R&B. It's always been my thing. So I'm not going to say I'm well versed in it, but I do have my favorites, and I do know my way around R&B a little bit. I'm not bragging or anything, but.
Get what I'm saying, though. I understand there could be a reasonable doubt that somebody would go, yeah, they know what the fuck they're talking about when it comes to that kind of music. And maybe you don't. But when it comes to this is what we do.
Yeah, I know this. I know this like the back of my hand.
This is my roots. This is what I was born and bred in.
Hell yeah. I don't think we talked about who was going first, but how you want to do this?
It's your party, dog. You tell me what you want.
I don't mind going first because I think you've got a presentation plan, right?
I've always got a presentation.
Hell yeah.
I have a packet, a package, whatever you call it.
Right. Well, I made a pact with Brandon and Teresa during the first episode that I was going to bring new artists this year. I wasn't going to bring the same old shit and regurgitate the same old bands and stuff like that we always do.
Sure.
But... And I've kind of stuck to that. This time, we haven't brought this person, you know, for a couple seasons now. So it's not like we just went through his music last year and it's all still fresh. So this one's been a while. So I'm still holding on to the bringing new artist or whatever.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You said, is it a new country artist or just a new song?
It's neither.
All right.
Well, it's new-ish. I'm not gonna
I got... I got two old legendary country people, but like it's a brand new song from a few months ago. So that's kind of, I figured newer country would be something that we could get into because I had heard a song and it pissed me off. So I'm assuming you brought something to kind of contend with that.
Well, I like staying, you know, kind of new where everybody knows what's going on or whatever. And we don't, you know, obscure off too far down rabbit holes and stuff. Yeah. This one is from 2017, so it's not like old, okay. But it's by an older artist.
Yeah, pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, long time.
It was a different time, Red, in the long, long ago.
Yeah, this is, I've heard him called the Mullet King. the man with the achiest of breaky hearts.
Oh.
Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus. I didn't think he put out a song in fucking 20 years.
Well, he had the Old Town Road thing a couple years ago with Lil Nas X, but his own shit, I'm sure, I think he still makes music, I think. I'm not real sure. I didn't go deep down a Billy Ray Cyrus rabbit hole, but I did find a song from an album he put out in 2017 called Set the Record Straight, and the song is called, you may have heard this, the song is called I Want My Mullet Back.
Oh. No, I haven't heard this.
Never heard that one.
Damn, I don't think I've heard a Billy Ray Cyrus song in probably, since 2005-ish. It's been a minute.
I stumbled across it, you know, looking, prepping for the show and stuff. I didn't even know it existed until I, you know, stumbled on it on YouTube, prepping for the show. But, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus is the mullet king. He had one of the glorious mullets of the 90s, you know what I mean, as far as country music goes. So
yeah, it's tough. It's like Billy Ray Cyrus, Shawn Michaels.
Right.
There's got to be a third mullet king in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Just slipping me.
But this song is just Billy Ray reminiscing about the good old days when he had that luxurious mullet. It's classic country pandering, but it's pandering to, like, boomers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily Gen X, because, you know, my era, Billy Ray Cyrus was popular,
sure,
you know, on the radio and stuff. So, but it's more towards boomers because, you know, when I was growing up in the 90s, Billy Ray Cyrus was obviously older than I was, so he come from a different era. I think Billy Ray Cyrus is a boomer, but because it's got like bell-bottom references in it and Camaros and Fuzzy Dice and ZZ Top and all that shit. So it's got a boomer kind of feel to it, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it's got like, I think the musicians and the rappers and stuff like that, they'll call this an AABB rhyme scheme, right?
Okay. So
the first line rhymes with the second line, third line rhymes with the fourth line.
You know, so it's like a simple, the Steve Miller effect, as they like to call
kinda,
it.
Kinda, yeah, kinda. But I want you to listen to the cadence of this song and the way the verse transitions to the chorus, because it has a real Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers feel. What's the song? I hate myself for loving you.
I think that's the name of the song, yeah.
Right, yeah.
that one.
You'll pick up on it in the very first verse, just, you know, like as the song progresses, you'll hear that cadence spin out that I've planted the
bug. I'm excited. Like I said, I'm curious to see what he did, because I know he was doing that grumbly shit on the Little Nas X hat, back, like a rock star. Like, he was being all grumbly and shit, so.
Well, see, the thing about it is, though, Jody, I didn't bring this song because, it's a mullet song.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it because of the structure of it. Now, the mullet thing's funny. It's a whole, callback to, his mullet or whatever. But this thing's only got one verse in it.
Oh.
The rest of the song is choruses. It's 3 minutes and 18 seconds or 20 seconds or something, but the whole song is one verse and the rest are choruses way through the rest of the song.
So what you're saying, it's probably a little on the repetitive side, eh?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
yeah. But yeah, this is Billy Ray Cyrus with I Want My Mullet Back.
Oh man.
Hate the way, real quick, I hate the way, if you paid attention, the way he said fishing pool.
Oh, he's like, all over the place with that. He's half retarded, I think.
But then he immediately says swimming hole. So he didn't even rhyme swimming or fishing pole with swimming hole. He said fishing pool or whatever the fuck it was. It's so dumb.
Said a hool.
Yeah,
man. Fishing hole. You know what?
right.
I wish you could hit me that first fucking couple seconds, because all I thought when that came on was, fuck, I got a little change in my pocket going jangle-lang-a-lang. Like, it was the same.
Yeah.
Down, down, down. Or Toby Keith, even. Like, I've definitely heard this riff before. It's nothing.
Well, the
new.
Whole cadence of the song building up to the "I want my mullet back," you know, it's real Joan Jett-ish. You know, and then, you know, "hate myself for want my mullet." It has the same kind of feel to me. I don't know why. I immediately went to Joan Jett. I don't know why, but damn. But yeah, it's got a real, you know, it came out in 2017, but it had a real 90s feel to it. And I'm sure that's what he was going for, because that's when he was known and that's when he was popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I'll give him a pass for that, but it's still cringy as hell.
He could have put a fucking spin on it, like went straight Skinner and been like, give me back my mullets.
Right. Yeah, you could have spun that completely around and been a great song. I would have loved to have heard that. That's a good idea, dude.
Fucking dork.
Yeah. So, here's a
quick yeah. Give me there. Some more, dude. He wants his mullet back, and I want to know.
Okay, so get used to this, because this is all you're gonna fucking hear.
I want my mullet back.
All right, here we go.
Up right now. Where the fuck is Billy Ray Cyrus from? Kentucky?
I don't know, but did the chorus sound really like long? Like it's longer than it needed to be?
Well,
like he drug it out for too long.
Dude, at a minute 17, the song is longer than it needs to be. Come on now. He is from Kentucky. Call it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the whole the song structure aspect of it, like, that chorus should have been half that long, I feel like.
Yeah, I almost get to the chorus. Speed it up. Like, it would be cheating because you're supposed to kind of drag your partner through the mud here. But, like, it feels like he's dragging. He's filling time. He's got to cover that 318, dude.
It sounds slowed down a little bit. That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. It's just, it sounds longer than it needs to be.
He's fucking chorus, Forrest Gump over here. I want my mullet back.
Well, when it starts with a simple time, what is it? A simple time is what I miss. Like that should have been it, and then boom. But nope, he drug it out too damn long. But this next part, Jody, you're gonna love this. For some reason, he feels like he needs to say the word back.
Oh,
like 6 or 7 times at the end. You know what I mean?
I thought we were gonna get a sick ass Billy Ray Cyrus guitar solo
before he gets to the chorus again, which. It's kind of like pointless to say it that many times. It's just song filler, right?
Yeah.
But I think here's that questionable guitar solo that you were just talking about. And we'll go through a chorus again. It's going to be super fast, dude, because it's the same shit for the rest of the song now.
Yeah, that's no.
The song's over now, and now the bullshit starts. Here we go. There you go.
Bro, using the exact same rhythm from "Achy Breaky Heart." And did you just hear that? I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or if it's like a subliminal thing, but right there in that little, when he said, "Wow," and they started playing a little guitar solo. It went into the rhythm section for "Achy Breaky Heart."
Hold on, bullshit. Hold on. I'm gonna play that whole clip again. Just
do it again. Missing. Listen, right after he does the little yeah sound and he does a little nah, nah, nah. There was a fucking weak ass guitar solo. By the way, one tone like 4 times loud, and then they kick it into fucking "Achy Breaky Heart," and you can cut the other version in right on top of it. Watch.
Damn. All right, here we go. Oh shit. Damn. I want my too damn long there. I don't understand it.
I think I have a new plan for Corey Feldman. He should just cover Billy Ray Cyrus songs. They sound like they're kind of doing the same thing with their vocals. Like, Corey Feldman should just cover this song. It would be great.
The only thing he changes from chorus to chorus is who he's listening to on the 8-track. First, it was ZZ Top. Mm-hmm. Now, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Sure.
Yeah. So, he's probably going to change it again in the next chorus that he does coming up. But
hold on. We're eight. Now, maybe he's just going through his, he's having glory days moment. But I was like, 8-tracks and mullets weren't really in the same time frame.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, dude.
The Venn
yeah,
diagram yeah, yeah. for 8-tracks and mullets? Really?
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Yeah. My like, dad, I've got my dad's 8-track right now.
Yeah, but that's what
I'm remember saying. I remember my dad having that 8-track and using it and him having a fucking sweet ass, like Bob Seger. Dude from Alabama kind of mullet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
no
that
shit.
Wavy
okay.
shit. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
You got me for a moment there because I'm like, mullets are like 80s, 90s, and 8-tracks are like 70s. So that's I was thinking the Venn diagram there didn't mesh, but maybe you're right.
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah.
He's from Kentucky. He's a Kentucky top hat, they call it there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Here it is again. I mean, I know we're getting sick of it, and this is like the third time we've heard it, but...
It's going pretty quick because he's just doing the same shit over and over
That's
again.
What
All
I'm
I
saying.
Heard, the only fun Easter egg I heard was Achy Breaky Heart there for a second.
It's nothing special, dude. It's one verse and three choruses. Yeah, one verse and three choruses, but here it is again. So it was Bob Seger.
There you go.
That time. Yeah.
Imagine sucking so bad that you pray for a mullet. You can still have a mullet, Billy Ray Cyrus. Does your hair fall out? Just cut it.
The mullet's coming back, Jody.
Sure. It's not coming back. It's been back. Fucking Peppers had a mullet since I've known him.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying like it's made a comeback.
My fucking brother-in-law's got a mullet. I make fun of him every time. I go, you can't be hanging in Louisiana and have a mullet, you faggot. Like people are going to throw shit at you. He's doing the Theo Von. That's what he's doing. Everybody's doing the Theo Von.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, the rest he just repeats, I want my mullet back. And
No, finish it off, man. Let everybody fucking get it. It's Billy Ray Cyrus. Well, I'll give him the satisfaction and the respect to listen to him ride this. I'm surprised he didn't even throw in a woo-hoo or a yeah or some kind
of fucking
weird...
He did the yeah in the last clip you said.
Oh, he did a yeah. I guess I missed it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Don't go back, though. Let's just, go forward.
No. Yeah, we're good.
Maybe he'll do another one.
All right, here we go. Somebody please give this man his mullet back.
So people send him in.
Yeah. There went
ow. There it was. People bought this album and they went to the store and they said, I want my money back. Threw it at their faces.
There it is. Hell yeah.
They didn't sell CDs in 2017. I'm kidding. Them jokes. Damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was rough, man. Like,
here's
the thing about Billy Ray Cyrus, right? Man took over the world for a half a second, right? Achy Breaky Heart was a goddamn worldwide phenomenon. Everybody was singing the Achy Breaky Heart song.
Yeah.
I Don't Hate Some Gave All. Pretty good song. Same album. Damn it. There's another one on that album that's actually okay. It was his other hit song. Fucking Billy Cyrus. He had Achy Breaky Heart. He had All Gave Some. Some Gave All. Could have been me.
Yeah.
Could have been me. Standing
there
with you.
Yeah.
Fucking... They had good songwriters back then, and he was doing that breakthrough shit where he was kind of mixing a little bit rock and a little bit country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had his time, but it's over now. you know,
he wasn't that good in the beginning. He just, there was a moment and he captured it. He didn't let it right. slip.
Yeah. I think he had one or two like albums that charted or whatever. And then he fell off that quick. So he's not, I wouldn't call Billy Ray Cyrus a one hit wonder. I don't think, but I think there was like,
I would,
this, you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Some Gave All wasn't like a radio hit. Like, I don't think he sold a whole lot of that. It's just because it was like military friendly and shit. Like, you know what yeah, I mean? Like he yeah. kind of, he was Toby Keith yeah. before Toby Keith was Toby Keith. And,
right. Yeah.
So I give him respect. He's made himself relevant for the last goddamn, you know, 40 years. And he yeah. created half a Miley Cyrus, you know, that's pretty yeah, cool.
That's a hell of an accomplishment.
Damn.
Well, that's what I got, Joni.
It's funny that you brought a worldwide phenomenon, because I happen to bring one too, Red.
Uh-oh.
I'd say I brought two, but one of them is certifiably a worldwide phenomenon in the country genre, and he's one of my favorite artists.
Well, so I'm glad to hear that, so I didn't bring a knife to a gunfight. You know what I mean?
No. You brought a gun to a cannon fight is what you did, which is still, we're both using guns. I just got a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Let me tell you a little story, Red. As I like to do. I'm making yep. food the other night, a couple weeks ago. And man, I grew up in the 90s. I'm a big fan. It's part of the reason why I enjoy country as a genre. One of my first and favorite fucking artists of all time, and still to this day, is Garth Brooks. I fucking love Garth Brooks. He's one of the reasons that like country music changed. Music changed. He's a crossover artist in a sense. Because he was one of the first mainstream people to start incorporating, you know, rock music and shit like that and acting goofy, as opposed to just like doing the George Strait stand behind a guitar and fucking do kind of shit.
Yeah.
And he started pure of heart. He started with the little much too young to feel this damn old and shit, but he also had friends in low places. Like he's that guy.
But then he had Chris Gaines too. How do you explain that?
Chris Gaines was a soundtrack for a movie that never got made. That's yeah. how I explain
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of other shit. Now, we can do hidden tracks on Chris Gaines if you'd like, because I'll fight you over Chris Gaines. But I've maintained a healthy respect and love for Garth Brooks for many years. I got to see him in concert when he came back. I thought I would never see it. You know what I'm saying? I was a fan back in the 90s when the motherfucker blew up and then went away. And I was genuinely upset. I go, fuck. I'll never get to see goddamn Garth Brooks ever.
Jeez.
So,
yeah, but see, Garth, he started off, you know, fine. You know, Rodeo is one of my favorite songs. I don't know what album it was on, but that whole era of Rodeo and
yeah, this is the second Friends or third album. Play. It was early.
Yeah, that whole era, Rope
in the Wind or something like that.
Something like that. But it's like the older his music's gotten, the more it hasn't really changed, and the more he tries to make it cool when it's not.
He's not, and it does make sense, because that's the thing, is like Garth Brooks is an old man now. He's a dad. He might be a grandpa at this point. Like,
He's
Pawpaw Garth.
Right.
But he still has, and I watched there's an Amazon Live concert fucking thing that has Garth Brooks where he performs in some, you know, little bar or whatever. And like, I watched it, and the motherfucker still has the same little twinkle in his eye when it looks like he's always about to cry when he gets halfway through a song and he stops singing and everybody else is singing his goddamn song. And he stands there like a dipshit and plays it. And he just looks like he's about to fall the fuck out. I love Garth Brooks. I think
Freddie Mercury moment, dude. Everybody lives for that. Every musician, anybody that plays music and is popular, that's a fucking Freddie Mercury moment when you can stop fucking singing and fucking 100,000 people are singing that shit for you. That's got to be
Garth
a fucking
doesn't
surreal.
Have to sing songs. He didn't have to at the concert I went to in 2017 or whatever the fuck when he came back. Like, he just would strum the guitar once and go bling, and then everybody goes, oh, 3:30 in the morning. God, that's all they say. He just walked around the stage grinning like an asshole, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I get it. He's a king of modern country. I'll give it to you. And he's one of the highest selling fucking artists of all time. Mm-hmm. Write that down.
That's a fact. Yeah, you can't take away the credits.
He cheats, but still, he's got the fucking numbers.
He's got the clout, too. I mean, he's been around for a while. He's got a lot of fucking hits. People love him, you know what I mean? I don't think he's ever been in a scandal at all, except for the whole Chris Gaines thing, but that's just more conspiracy theory than it is scandal. But
he was fucking Trisha Yearwood while he was still married to his wife, but now Trisha Yearwood is his wife. So, you know, and then he wrote a song about it, which is kind of a slap in the face, but you know what? He's Garth Brooks. I don't care who he puts his dick in. We're getting way off the track here, Red. The point is, I goddamn love Garth Brooks. He's one of my babies. So the other day I'm making some food. I said, you know what? All of Garth Brooks' music is on Amazon now. I'm going to go throw on some fucking Garth Brooks. And I type in Garth Brooks and say, boop. And when you do that on Amazon Music, I don't know if it does it on Spotify, but when you type in an artist, it always goes, hey, you looking up some Garth Brooks? You want to see the latest shit that they put out? Yeah. And I go, oh, this is from like November. Wow, Garth Brooks just put out a song fucking recently? What is this? But when the picture comes up, I notice that it's not just Garth Brooks. Oh, it's another personal hero of mine. Red, let me tell you a little story about me. So another big staple of 90s country music, respectively, and the first concert that I ever went to in my life, Red, was a Brooks and Dunn concert.
Okay.
I love Brooks and Dunn. I know probably is like comparatively Garth Brooks has more songs.
Yeah.
I know the same percentage of Brooks and Dunn songs of their catalog as I do Garth Brooks. Brooks and Dunn is my second, probably all time best country duo. Right. Arguably, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
I see a picture of Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn in the picture. And I go, what?
Oh no.
What? I go, hey, hey, I like both of those motherfuckers. This is like when fucking Hulk Hogan, you know, crossed over into AWA and beat up Ric Flair for the first time or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is WrestleMania, what's fixing to happen right here.
Right.
And I said, I looked at the title, and the title of the song is Rodeo Man. And I go, okay. So, like you said, I'm having a fucking splash of emotions at this point. I'm going, oh God, it's Garth Brooks. It's Brooks and Dunn. Get it? But with Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, here's two of the fucking most Mount Rushmore of 90s country fucking iconic voice people together. Like, this could be amazing.
Right. Hold that thought. Bookmark. Do you think they done the Brooks and Dunn thing on purpose?
I don't know. I hope so. I really do, because I said it out loud. I walked into my wife's office and I go, hey, look at this. Brooks and Dunn.
That can't be just a coincidence, Jody. That had to have been planned. Anyway, yeah, I get what you're saying. That's the fucking Super Bowl of country music.
Couldn't believe my eyes. And now I go, guys, I've been a fan for 30 fucking years of these two people, and it's right here in front of me. I have to immediately put it on the Google Home speaker. Like, I got to hear this. Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, Rodeo Man, let's fucking go. Red, what's the best fucking rodeo song ever written? What is it?
Rodeo by Garth Brooks.
Crazy, right? Like, how do you one-up Rodeo by Garth Brooks?
You don't.
You don't, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Two icons of the music. Rodeo song featured. I go, this is going to be a fucking slam dunk. I'm going to listen to this shit all day tomorrow. I can't wait to tell my friends on Twitter. I'm going to share it and be like, yo, you're not going to believe this fucking shit. Red, if you would like to start the song, I would like to just give you the music intro, okay? Just so you can get a feel for what's going on. And I want to see if anything jumps out at you immediately.
All right.
Sir.
Let's get it pulled up here.
I've talked it up long enough. That's the problem. Because I wouldn't have brought it here if it was good, right?
Right. Okay. First off.
Yep.
That man's had a lot of plastic surgery, Jody.
That's not the picture. I don't know if you can Google real quick just so you can see it, like on your phone or something. Yeah. You should type in Rodeo Man, and it's actually a picture of Ronnie Dunn wearing a pair of like fucking Waylon Jennings glasses and that same picture of Garth Brooks. Like, I don't know who photoshopped those pictures and made him look so fucking... so debonair, but it looks like AI Garth Brooks. It doesn't even look real.
Oh, wow.
You see the picture?
Yeah.
Yep. So that was the picture I saw, right? When I saw the thing pop up on Amazon Music, I go, oh, fuck me. Okay. Garth.
Okay, so he's either had quite a bit of plastic surgery or that son of a bitch is Photoshopped to death.
It's Photoshopped. He's still fat as fuck. I saw him in that concert the other day, and that couldn't have been for more than a year ago. And him and Trisha both are just old and fat and fucking happy, and I love it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So here we go. This is what happened. I turned the shit on loud. I'm making dinner. I'm like, let's fucking go. And this is what I got. Does that sound familiar to you? Like, you ever, when I heard it, I go, what is that? Is that Fallout Boy? Like, there's something about that. You know, the Munsters fucking intro.
Yeah, that was my first thing. My first instinct. That was my first thought.
Hit it back.
There's also something else in there, dude.
Right. Hit it back. Hit it one more time, just so everybody can get the whole class can hear it. Like, I've heard this before. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hit it, I go, fuck.
All right.
So, yeah, starting give the 10 over. Seconds, and then I'll give you my recommendations, what I think.
All right, starting it over here. Here we go. That is the Munsters 100%. Baked up, been laid up a couple weeks.
Had my share of bad luck. So, I sent a couple little clips that I wanted you to send, like the two that popped into my head when I heard the shits, and I go, okay, there's two places I've heard that riff before. Now, Mike likes to do this shit. I'm not great at it, so maybe my ears are fucked up. But you tell me. I sent you, wanted to just pick one, and you tell me what you think. Am I crazy, or is it pretty similar to the same fucking riff? That way.
What?
I'm not saying it's the same thing. Maybe it's a little bit off, but even there, it didn't stop. Like, maybe it's just popular because there was one other one I sent you, and I go, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that one or not. It was the fucking.
This one. Oh, I got it right here. This one.
So is that just a popular thing? I'm no musician. I don't know if that's like, oh, that's an ABCG or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know how that works. But there's two examples that popped immediately into my head that I go, I've heard this before.
Yeah, yeah.
So off to a bad start.
Off to a really bad start. Yeah. Yep. Come on, man. I mean, this is the Vanilla Ice Under Pressure argument. You know what I mean? There's just enough of it there to make you think about it, but it's not really the same riff kind of deal.
Right.
You
know, Garth Brooks had more cowbell. That's always a good thing, right?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the problem, is that this is the Vanilla Ice Under Pressure argument.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, let's give it here.
I mean, it's 100% similar. Like, that sounded, we've already named four or five things that it sounds like already. So apparently that's a popular riff. You know what I mean? There's just alterations to it.
But maybe I'm wrong, but that was the first thing that grabbed me. I go, that sounds a little weird, but let's give it. It's Garth Brooks, right?
Right.
Let's give it fucking half a second and see what the fuck's going on.
Let's get it. I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas. Her pawn shop pocket these birds. Okay.
Yep.
Garth's part.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda sounded like, what's that? It was on the same album as the rodeo tune. It was Papa Love Mama, Mama Love Me.
But Papa Love Mama? He's really dragging out his words, right? I don't know, get that affectation. I don't know if he's I know a lot of Garth Brooks songs, man, and I don't feel like he does that whole fucking that a lot. He'll save it for the end, maybe, but you don't open with the that's the sound. You give it a shot, Red. Come on.
Right. Man, I'm not even going to attempt it.
Oh, you fucker. That's okay.
I don't have the vocal cords for shit like that. I don't do vocal fry very well because it fucks with my throat and makes my acid reflux flare up and shit. Anyway.
I'm not mad at Ronnie Dunn on this one because he sounds like old Ronnie Dunn. Like later stuff where they were kind of doing this thing. And
yeah, he's got one of those voices that can, you know, and I'm not trying to talk your song up, but
it's the voice of an angel.
No, it's well, I'm not going to say it that. I'm not going to go that hard, but he's got one of those voices that can fit in anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a safe thing for him. You know what
it's
I mean?
Almost like yodely, right? Like Ronnie Dunn's almost like a yodely fucking kinda dipshit. And Kix Brooks was always the monotone, the low tone in the duo. Like if you listen, you know, Ronnie Dunn does most of the songs, and Kix Brooks will get his occasional licks in. And you can always tell when it's a Brooks song because he's always like, you know, Ronnie Dunn's always up here, like in the fucking the choir section.
Right. Ronnie Dunn reminds me of, I've always compared these two. Ronnie Dunn reminds me of John Anderson a little bit with the Kermit the Frog, with the Kermit the Frog thing that they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't hate him for it. Ronnie Dunn's, Brooks and Dunn's been a staple in my country music listens over the years too. So I'm not going to say that it's aggravating, but he knows how to use it. He knows where to put it. He can put him anywhere. Like I said,
Red, it's almost like he sings through his diaphragm and his nose at the same time. Like he does it fucking up in here. I raise my hand. Like he fucking digs into that shit. Yeah. So I'm not mad at Ronnie Dunn there, but Garth Brooks' part there was just kind of weird. I'm just like, I don't like that.
So they're trading licks back and forth through this whole song.
And they're singing about being a cowboy in a rodeo, Red. What'd you know about all that shit?
Most of the time, when you have a back and forth in a song, it's a man and a woman.
Yeah, you don't get
you know
that
what I'm saying? Like the love song type shit.
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to co-sign that because Garth Brooks has a bunch of those. He's got George Jones. He's got Steve fucking Azar or whatever the fuck is.
Are they
Steve,
good?
Steve Ward. Oh, they're not great. But like he does go back and forth. So yeah, I get it. So they're singing about being a rodeo, which being a cowboy, I'm going to say something right now that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Like cowboys pretty fucking gay, right? Like cowboys aren't a thing anymore. It's 2024, right? There's Dallas Cowboys and then there's like, do people still ride bulls and shit? That doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, dude. My son's girlfriend fucking goes every weekend and does like horse competitions and it's a rodeo thing. Yeah, it's a whole thing, dude. Yeah.
Fuck me, dude. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sitting here going like, I give up, dude. If you want to ride a bull, you're a fucking retard. Like, there maybe was a time like before social media and the internet and shit where it's just like, you don't have shit to do. So like, let's just go see how long we can stay on this fucking bull. I'll smack him in the nuts and you hang on. Like being a cowboy is pretty fucking gay, man. Like I went to school with a bunch of these hillbillies out in the area I went. And like, they would walk around in their stupid pointy fucking boots and their fucking nut, just ball hugging jeans with their big stupid wallet sticking out of their pocket. You could take them. You just walk up and go, whoop, stupid.
Yeah.
It's such an outdated thing, like cowboyism. Like, I'm over it, dude. Fucking, you're a child. If you're like, I'm a fucking cowboy, and you wear your little stupid hat, and you fucking go, and you ride bulls, and they're like, I got nothing for you, dude.
Man, I live in West Virginia, Jody.
Yeah, good.
There's a lot of cowboys in West Virginia.
They're all fucking gay. You should tell them
you
that.
See them
you
around.
Tell them I said it. Go tell them, listen to Shitty Song of the Week and say, hey, this dude in Arkansas said cowboys are fucking gay.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about the whole big belt buckle, pearl snap kind of cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm talking about the Ariat boot, bootcut jeans, you know what I mean? Like camo jacket and a fucking ball cap or cowboy hat.
Why does anybody ride horses anymore? Like, are we still doing this for real? Look, no offense to your daughter's boyfriend or whatever the fuck, your kid's girlfriend. Like,
son's girlfriend.
Listen to me. I grew up.
We have cars. Why the fuck are you riding horses?
It's not even cars. You have ATVs. You got SUVs. Yeah. You got MTVs. You got these goddamn dune buggies that these hillbillies can ride around to take their cows from one side to the other. You don't have to ride fucking horses anymore. It's not. Yeah. It shouldn't be a thing. If you are a person,
white people do it for sport, Jody. That's how much time we've got on our hands. It's like camping. You know what I mean?
It's also not cheap. I found that out as a kid. You want to know something? I grew up poor as fuck. You know something I've never done? Never even sat on a horse. Not one goddamn time. You know why? Because I can't afford one. Because horses are goddamn expensive.
Yeah,
I've got at least three personal friends of mine who did the horse thing, and they said it's thousands of dollars. It's not like a dog where you can just feed it fucking Old Roy and keep it attached to the shed outside. Like, you got to have a fucking place to keep your horse.
Yep.
So, like, if you're a dude who rides a horse, you know, I take that back. If you're a chick that rides a horse, you probably want to fuck the horse. Like, I get grinding your little fucking bean on the saddle when you're fucking going, but like, if you're a dude who does that for pleasure, fun, or whatever, you want to get pounded in the ass. That's it. Like, you're just bouncing up and down and scrunching with your legs.
It's the cowboy Sibian, Jody.
It's all a Sibian. Thank you, Red. It's a hillbilly Sibian.
Yeah,
any bitch that rides around on one, she just wants to grind her fucking bean on a horse's back and maybe whack its wiener a couple times. And if you're a dude, you're just fucking gay, man. Like, I get it. You want to be gay, that's cool, but like, stop trying to act tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You want to finish your song or?
No, I'm off on a whole other fucking thing now. This song pissed me off because I liked rodeo. It made me respect cowboys. I'm like, yeah, buckles and spurs and boots and chaps. And I would go, one day somebody says something, is it assless chaps? And I go, all chaps are assless, aren't they?
Right.
Huh. You know what? Cowboys are fucking gay. And I've had this fucking stance for a long time. Cowboys should be cowmen. Grow the fuck up. Play the song, Red.
All right. Here we go.
Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me eight more, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man.
Why is he singing like that? Why is he singing like that?
Red, I don't fucking know, but it annoyed the shit out of me when I heard it. I go, what the fuck is he doing? And why? Oh, no. I had a moment, and this is all this hatred for cowboys right now came from this song. I wasn't even thinking about this shit 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? But then it hit me. I go, oh, these guys are just making a gay cowboy song. That's what it is. Stuff me into a shoot and one good ride and all this stuff. You guys are just gay. I hope they blew each other when they made this shit in the booth.
You know, I just now realized, not even music related, I'm talking about the picture again.
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker looks like the Kevin Costner dude from Yellowstone. Dutton dude. What's his fucking name?
I don't know, because I'm not gay. I don't watch cowboy shows. Bang, 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 bang. I like Tombstone. That was cool. Yeah. That was back in the day when it was real cowboys and shit. Yeah. Anybody who rides a horse now, you're like, you might as well be a furry. Like, you're into animals a little too deep, and you're keeping love prisoners or attention feelings prisoners in your fucking backyard.
All right. Here's some more.
Co-op truck stop shoppers, been a road hard to put up with.
Yeah, you have.
If four more uphill hours to show them that I ain't dead yet. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You tie me on tight, bet it hard. The plan.
If you didn't know what a goddamn rodeo was, this is the gayest song ever.
So, like, am I crazy? So, you're hearing it now, too, right? Like,
yeah.
I heard this song, and I go, like, maybe Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn are just trolls. They're 50-year-old men. They don't...
Yeah.
There's only one cool rodeo, like, singer dude of all time. It was Chris Ledoux, because he was a goddamn bull rider, and he started singing songs. Right. But other than that, like, nobody else should sing about rodeo. It's fucking stupid. You shouldn't do rodeo. There shouldn't be rodeos. If you ride a bull, you're a retard. That's that. Yeah. So I'm just assuming that all this ease me down into the chute and tie up my boots and fucking rode hard and put up wet. Like, yeah, it's just dudes who want to hang out with dudes and probably blow each other after they get done. And then they ride bulls and hopefully get the gay thoughts stomped out of them at some point, you know? Like, maybe that's what this whole thing is. I missed it.
The Brokeback Mountain theme song.
Yeah, like they're hoping that they fucking get bucked off and they just knock the concussion, wipes their memory clean of all the gay thoughts.
Yeah, this is a song about butt fucking, Joey. This is not about rodeo.
Day in the life of a rodeo man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... man.
Grab him by his nuts and slap his ass and hold on. You know,
I hate this so much, dude. Like I love Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
I love Brooks and Dunn. And I heard this, and I'm just going through it. I go, what the fuck is going on here, man? I'm trying to chop up onions.
Are we killing a baby right now,
Johnny? I'm fucking back in the bus over it, dude. This hurt my feelings. I know the answer to all this. Like, I'm setting something up, and you'll hear it at the very end, and we'll agree, and we'll go like, yeah, that's probably what it was. But go ahead. Let's get through the last. There's another verse and a chorus.
All right. Country music, diddly dee. God damn.
You know what? I'm going to give it half a thought now. I'm going to bet money right now. If they can say one more chorus without saying something that sounds fucking gay, I'll forget all this. I'll take it back to the house and I'll never think about it again. But I swear to God, if he says one more gay thing, like, that's it. This whole thing is just a masquerade for rodeos and cowboys and all that stuff. You're just gay. That's fine. Be gay. Me too, Pat. High five. Let's rub mushrooms.
All right, here we go.
Hooked hard on the habit, living for one good ride. Like a fox on the tail of a rabbit, I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots.
What do you say?
Chase me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight.
God damn it, Teresa. What the fuck did he say? Bro, I'm going to look this shit up right now. Did he say, like a fox on the tail of a rabbit?
Yeah.
Rodeo man. Garth Brooks. Did he say living that buckaroo life?
I lost it after the fox chasing the rabbit.
God damn it. Come on. I'm going to take a moment here. Sing a minute.
Oh,
fucking hell. Is it so new that I'm not going to be able to get it? Rodeo Man Garth Brooks lyrics. Okay, I got it right here. Yep, okay. Let's say I said no more gay stuff, and I'll forget the whole thing. And we got hooked hard on the habit, living for one good ride. Like a fox on the tail of a rabbit, I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Wow. A buckaroo ought to be a fuck-a-dude life. Chasing that fuck-a-dude life. Pull up them boots.
Oh,
ease
shit.
Me down in that shoot. You lose, Garth. And fucking you run it done. You motherfuckers. If they're not trolling, if they didn't like have a giggle about this and think I wouldn't figure this whole fucking puzzle out.
That's great, dude.
If they're just trolling... I get it, because I've said before, Garth Brooks, like Unanswered Prayers, everybody thinks it's such a sweet song. He's trolling everybody. He ran into his meth head fucking ex-girlfriend at a football game and was like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm glad I didn't marry that bitch.
Right.
Who dodged a bullet? Like, Garth Brooks knows how to write a troll song. So if he's trolling, you motherfucker, you did it again. But if they're being serious, I don't know, dude. I might not ever listen. Like, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I don't know what the fuck that was, because y'all don't need the money.
You're not canceling Garth Brooks, Jody. Come on.
Fuck me, dude. There's like 20 seconds left in here. You're about to get the answer to this whole equation. And you tell me, like I said, we'll get through it. It's not till the very last sentence of this song, and you'll hear what was supposed to happen here. And then I can explain to you what happened.
Oh, shit. All
one right. more time. Here we go. Oh, one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Is this the day in the life of a rodeo man? This is the day in the life of a rodeo man. Ronnie Dunn was supposed to sing the chorus of this song.
Really?
I think Ronnie Dunn was supposed to sing it, and this whole time Garth Brooks was trying to do it the way Ronnie Dunn did it, and he can't because he's not fucking Ronnie Dunn. So, if you could hit it back that last maybe 10, 15 seconds, you'll hear it. And it actually doesn't sound bad. It would have fixed the whole song. I can fix it. I swear to God, if I could swap it out and put Ronnie Dunn in here doing his version. Just a day in the life of it. Like, he's trying to do that, but Garth Brooks can't fucking do it. So that's what all that weird, fucking, it's him trying to do Ronnie Dunn. Literally, I get it. Like gay sex. These fucking guys. Rodeo man, this is the day in the life of a rodeo man.
What the fuck was that? Ding, ding. What the hell was that?
I think they're plucking. You ever be plucking the...
Oh, yeah. The
violins. Plink, plink.
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah, that was a Ronnie Dunn chorus for sure.
It's the sound that Garth Brooks makes when he puts his wiener in a cowboy butt. He goes, plink, plink. Man.
Damn.
I listened to this song a few times. Like, I thought it would grow on me. Dude. Love Garth Brooks. Grew up with him. Mount Rushmore. One of my favorite fucking country singers of all time. And I just go, ugh. And it was over. And my wife was in the other room. And she goes, what the fuck was that? And I go, that was terrible. And I went in there and I explained that whole shit to her. She goes, I didn't like that. I go, I didn't like it either. I'm going to put it on the list. That's what they're up to. Garth Brooks has got a new album coming out called Time Traveler, where he looks all fucking weird. Now, maybe that was the whole point. Maybe he was supposed to look like he was 20-something in that picture. I don't know. But
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that, if that's part of the shit's going to be. Mm. So
when it comes out, we might have to go through it.
Maybe. And you know what? I've had Garth albums where, like, you go through it and you get like 4 or 5 songs. There's maybe one hit. You know, one banger that's fucking on there. And then there's 2 or 3. You're like, I like that song. That's a good Garth Brooks song. That one ain't going to be on my list.
Hell yeah.
It's like fucking 2 pina coladas. I thought about bringing that song here. I don't want to listen to it again. I'll just let that be known. Like, that is his worst song of all time. It's his fucking him sucking Jimmy Buffett's dick. To bring me 2 pina coladas. I'll bring me 2 fat wieners. I want 1 for each hand. That's, yeah. Fuck that song, dude. I hate it. I hate everything. Yeah. Fuck this show. Fuck you. Fuck you, Teresa, for not being here to read my lyrics.
Yeah. Fuck all of yous.
Yeah.
Well, none of this matters, Jody.
It's not up to us.
It's not up to us. You know the drill here. If you go to shittysong.show and click that voter tab, you can decide whether, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus trying to get his mullet back and being repetitious as shit, or you could do Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn and the fuck fest that was. That was kind of weird, Jody.
Yeah, you got to make sure and say Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn just so nobody gets confused.
Yeah.
In the poll.
Yeah. But yeah, go over there and vote. See what happens. I'm going to be optimistic this week. Anything could happen, I think.
I think it's a good fucking battle, Red. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
I think yours has a slight edge just because of the severity of the gayness.
Sure.
But I think...
it's Billy Ray Cyrus. He's very easy to hate. So this is a good match. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I think it'll be close either way. But, you know.
Good show, though. That was a good pick.
Yeah, thanks for letting me bring it. Like I said, now I can get it off my list, and I don't ever have to listen to that fucking terrible-ass song again. But every time I see a cowboy, I'm just going to think about it. I'm just going to go, ugh.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to agree with you and say all cowboys are gay, because some of them cowboys pull the puss. Some girls love cowboys for some reason.
Yeah,
but this song.
Yeah, because they want to fuck their horses. We've been over this, Red. I said that. They want to go home and jerk off their horses.
Yeah, but it's still. Anyway, this cowboy song was super gay.
Yep.
Super gay. But I think that's a good place to call it, Jody. You got anything you want to plug before we head out of here?
Google search Po' Boys Podcast. Go to www.biobidet.com. Use promo code Po' Boys. You get 10% off. Clean your booty hole like a champion. Try ArizonaBayCandy.com. That's a fun new project from the Who's Right guys. They're making freeze-dried candy. It's pretty good shit. They sent me some. Yeah. The nerd clusters are phenomenal, actually.
Really? I've tried the Skittles ones. They're kind of weird.
I don't like regular Skittles. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're too chewy and shit. So I actually enjoyed it a lot. So I didn't, you know, the nerd clusters, though, took my soul. It tasted like Hawaiian, not Hawaiian Punch, Kool-Aid. Like Kool-Aid dust with little nerds on, dude. They're fucking fantastic. And I tell you what, if you go to ArizonaBayCandy.com and use promo code POBOYS, all lowercase, most of these other podcasts and these other motherfuckers that are getting the affiliate links, they get the 10%. Use promo code POBOYS, you get 15% off. That's the people's discount. I can't say it. You can put a bleep there. 15% off. That's 15, 1-5, not 50. Don't fucking quote me on that, you fucks. But yeah, it's good stuff. Give it a shot. Fucking Doug got fired from his job, so now he's making candy full time. And if you want to support what they're doing and keep him as a professional podcaster, that's how you do it. So I'm trying to support the man and keep him, you know, available and doing funny shit.
Excellent.
So that's that. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Red. Thanks for no I don't problem. Know if the other two would have even made it through this. Like, they would have been laughing and stuff, but I think they would have tapped out. So thank you for you know, going through the grind with me and understanding just how upset and hurt I was by this.
Yeah, it's the true gluttons for punishment. I think Brandon would have probably, well, I don't think he would have tapped out, but he would have been complaining the whole time. Teresa would have been crying and whining too, so
I never thought I would bring Garth Brooks on this show, like, unironically. Like, that's right. I bring Unanswered Prayers, and I go, hey, look, he's fucking making fun of some bitch. Like, I never thought he would make it here, but goddamn it if he didn't.
Yeah, it's new, fresh meat, man. I'm trying to get a fresh slate and start over again and get some new artists on the docket this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as I said, it's going to be a good battle, so thanks. And hopefully we'll see how it works out, man.
But, yeah. Until next time. I'm Red.
And I'm that motherfucker Jody B.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Later.
Go slap your mother's tits.
Head over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, sign up at patreon.com/SSOTW for the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you will gain early voting access and the video version of the show. Also, you'll get hidden tracks, shit blankets, and so much more.
Shit blankets. Hey!
Reach out to us on Twitter at @ShittySongPod, @RedSSOTW, and @AssistantTreads. And join the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us, guests, and other listeners.